Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to the Moment of Deliverance. This is your host and founder, Apostle Dr. Myrtle Johnson, coming to you by way of Anchor Podcast. Good evening, everybody. Whether you're in your home, in your vehicle, laying across your bed watching TV, or in your office, whenever it may be that you find yourself listening to this podcast, welcome. Yours truly is the host and founder of Free in Christ International Women's Fellowship, where our overseer is Apostle Keith Johnson. We are located at 6701 Cold Harbor Road in Mechanicsville, Virginia. Join us for a power-packed, awesome worship experience every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock a.m. Please hashtag and share with someone on tonight. Let them know that Apostle Myrtle is on Anchor Podcast. Regardless of whenever it may cross your mind to hear a word of encouragement, feel free to Google me on Anchor Podcast. Google me on Spotify, and you will find the broadcast listed out there that you can listen to it whenever you have an opportunity to do so. On tonight, I'm going to be talking to you about, you were running this race so well. What is it that so easily besets you? The Apostle Paul was talking to the Galatian church in the book of Galatians chapter number 5. He says, you are running well. Who prevented you from obeying the truth? This persuasion did not come from the one who called you. A little yeast leavens the whole lump of dough. I have confidence in the Lord. You will not accept any other view, but whoever it is that is confusing you will pay the penalty. Now am I still persuaded? In this case, the offense of the cross has been abolished. I wish those who are disturbing you might also get themselves castrated. The Apostle Paul was letting the Galatians know the severity of falling for other truths other than what God the Father has said in accordance to His Word. How many times in life you find that you're running the race that the Lord has put before you so well, and then all of a sudden things begin to come against you, things begin to happen, voices begin to speak that get you off your post, get you unfocused, or take you away from the things of God. The Apostle Paul began chapter 5 in talking about, he said, Christ has liberated us to be free. Stand firm then, and don't submit yourself again to the yoke of slavery. Take note, I, Paul, tell you that if you get yourself circumcised, Christ will not benefit you at all. He was letting the people of God know, don't continue to get yourself entangled in the yoke of bondage once Christ has set you free. Sometimes being in the wrong crowd, sometimes being in the wrong environments, sometimes listening to the wrong voices, oftentimes will get you off focus in the things of God. We start out running the race before the Lord with zeal. We're excited about whatever it may be that the Lord has called us to, until we begin to take in things and information that may get us off focus and off track with God. Just like if you are focused on reading your word and then you just begin to watch TV. That's an example. And now all of a sudden, you're so into what you were watching on TV that you forgot all about the word that you were reading, that you've been sitting and studying for hours and hours before. What is those things that is taking your focus off God? Those are those things that the Apostle Paul was warning about. In this season and in this hour, we must be very careful that we continue to run this race before us with diligence, with perseverance, with our minds made up that we're not going to be sidetracked. We're not going to be distracted. We're not going to be focused on the wrong things. We're not going to be watching or intaking the wrong sorts of information. In this hour and in this season, the Lord is charging us to guard our ear gates, to guard our eye gates, guard the entranceway into our spirit. Sometimes you just have to get alone to a quiet place. Shut out all forms of distractions so that your mind can stay focused on God. When the Apostle Paul was giving these instructions to the Galatian church, it was a lot that was going on at that time. Many things were taking the focus away from God. Many things were taking the focus off of what they should have been doing at the time. So the Apostle Paul let them know, you know, the Father has already set you free from the yoke of bondage. So why is it that you're going to get yourself entangled again in those things that God brought you out from? If God set you free and liberated you from some situations and some things, some circumstances or some conditions, God is unctioning us in this hour to stay free from those forms of distractions that will cause us to go astray. Glory be to God. The Bible lets us know that those things that take us away from God, obeying the truth, he said, it didn't come from the Lord. So many times we get so caught up in doing things that God never told us to do. Every good deed is not God. Everything that seems good is not God. Sometimes we allow ourselves to get in positions that God never intended for us to get in because of the fact that we're trying to do something good. He said, if it caused you to not obey the truth and according to my word, then that is not something that is from me. It says this persuasion didn't come from the one who called you. A little yeast leavens the whole lump of dough. He was letting them know that all it takes is just a little bit of a distraction to completely ruin everything that God wanted to do in your life in this time and in this season. It says, I have confidence in the Lord. You will not accept any other view. We can't keep accepting man's view of a thing, but we have to come into alignment in agreement with what God says concerning a thing. What does his word say concerning a thing? What is the absolute truth concerning a thing? The absolute truth is going to go back to and reference the word of God. So on tonight, I want to encourage you to take a self-analysis. If you were doing so well, you were focused, you were committed, you had your mind made up, you had that zeal going, and then all of a sudden, it's no longer there. What was it that so easily beset you? What voice was in operation that you were listening to that took you off focus with God? I want to encourage you on tonight, people of God, as you're listening to this podcast, as you may come back, listen to it at a later time. The word is the word. And on tonight, the word is being sent out to destroy the tactics of the enemy, to get you off focus, to get you off purpose, and to get you out of the will of God. That is why the enemy speaks to us. That is why the enemy launches attacks against us, to get us out of alignment with God. If he can get us out of alignment with God, he can have a field day in our life. No matter what we put before God, if it don't line up with the word of God, then it's not God. It's not absolute truth. The absolute truth is that it is his will for us to prosper. It is his will for us to be in good health, even as our soul prospered. It is his will for us to be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. That is the absolute truth. Why is it the absolute truth? Because it's the word of God. A partial truth may be based on a fairy tale. It may be something that is going to cause you to get on a pathway that's going to make you go all the way around the promises of God. So on tonight, take a pause break. If you are doing well, you're being committed, you are reading the word, you are studying the word to show yourself approved, and then all of a sudden, life began to take a spin downward. What was it that caused you to be so easily beset? What was it that caused you to get off on the wrong path? On tonight, God is calling you back to the right path. He's calling you back to right relationship with Him. He's calling you to reposition yourself on the forefront. He's calling you to know and understand that His purpose for your life includes a hope and a good future. What was it that God delivered you from? And the enemy tried to seduce you back into that very thing. On tonight, we dismantle the assignment of the enemy concerning you. On tonight, we nullify every word that may have been spoken out into the atmosphere that will try to demise your fall, that will try to demise you from being all that God created you to be. On tonight, I encourage you, whether you know exactly what is besetting you or if you don't, I am encouraging you to seek the Lord and ask Him to let you see exactly what it is, let you see exactly who it is that is so easily besetting you, getting you off your post, and then come out of agreement with that thing and come into divine alignment with the Word of God. It is His will to bless you. God wants to see you fruitful and multiplying. He wants the best for your life. But on tonight, He just wants us to take a pause break and say, Lord, help me to triumph over my setbacks. Help me to triumph over my shortcomings. Help me to walk victoriously over those things that were demised to cause my fall. Give me the strength, God. Empower me to be a victorious people. Glory to God. Send the word to bring forth your purpose. Send the word to bring forth your destiny. Send the word on tonight for God to make His way plain and clear unto you. I encourage you, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Glory be to God. You can't walk this Christian race alone. You need the power of the Holy Ghost to empower you not to fall back into diverse temptation, not to regress and go backwards to what you used to do, not to go back and be entangled once again in the yoke of bondage. I want to leave you with this fact on the night, that who whom the Son set free is free indeed. You are free indeed. Glory to God. Tell yourself on tonight, I'm free indeed because Jesus paid the ultimate price for me, that I can walk victorious, that I can have what He said that I can have. I can do what He said I can do. I can be who He says that I am. Glory to God. You're running this race so well. Don't allow anything to beset you. Once again, I just want to thank you for chiming in for this brief moment of deliverance. Glory to God. It's my prayer that something has been said on tonight that is going to shift you into the right perspective of where God needs you to be in this season in Him. Glory to God. Once again, this is your host and founder, Apostle Dr. Myrtle Johnson, coming to you by way of Anchor Podcast every Tuesday and every Thursday night. Until next week, you all do be blessed. Love you with the love of the Lord. Have a fantastic evening. Until next time, bye-bye.